Players don't just look at this as a last game. They look at it as a last opportunity. And for a guy like Michael Preston, a guy making the most of his opportunities right now.
He definitely has the last few weeks, and it'd be good to see him finish up strong. He's playing a little more special teams this game, get some reps, obviously, on the offensive side, giving Kenny a break. So, and hopefully it builds someone like this guy going into the offseason, knowing that he worked hard, it paid off. Hopefully other guys will see from that example. And guys you bring in next year in the same spot, you bring in some free agents, or when you're trying to sign guys, you point to those kind of stories. Him, a guy like Fernando Velasco, who's come from practice from being a free agent. So, just realize that they can make it here if they perform and work hard. And he's a good example of that, and hopefully he'll have a good showing on Sunday.
And Byron Stingley continuing to get an opportunity at right offensive tackle.
Yeah, he is. We thought it's worth he handled himself very well in a tough situation last weekend when he was told at the last minute he had a start. Byron did a nice job, and I think so we just thought, you know what, it'd be nice to see him perform it 2 weeks back-to-back, see how he handles it. And he's a good athlete. We know he's got a huge upside, and I think just getting playing experience means a lot. Will help him a lot going into the offseason, and obviously we feel good about him, so we need to see him do it a couple weeks in a row.
If Craig Stevens can't go, Brandon Barton, the young tight end, gets a chance.
Yeah, Brandon will get more reps, no doubt. Both those guys will move up. Taylor will move up and be the man. It's amazing how fast he's moved up the chart there, but it's just that kind of year. But, yeah, I think it's a good opportunity for both those tight ends, and then we'll have to have a few other packages available in case we have issues at tight ends during the game. So, it'll be fun to watch.
You got Tommy Campbell into the lineup on defense at Green Bay. Do you hope to see some more of him this week against Jacksonville?
Yeah, I think he'll play a little bit more. I think we have a couple packages we have him in. Again, get him a chance to get on the field. Another young guy that showed a lot of promise in preseason, and you like to see him finish. And the same thing, these guys build some confidence. It means a lot, I think, for a lot of players going into the offseason.
You expect Jacksonville to continue to try to throw the football as they have in recent weeks?
Definitely. They're going to mix in the run, but it's going to be like we played them last time. They made about 6-7 big plays on us last time through the air, plays over 20 yards. So we assume we're going to see a lot of the same on both sides of the ball. And they did enough to win the game last time, so I'm sure they'll think they can do that again. And we just have to finish drives this time instead of five field goal attempts. So we need to get some touchdowns.
With some of the injuries and the offensive line issues, finding balance on offense your biggest challenge?
It will be. I think they just need to come out and get a drive early and just relax, because really we're good enough there to win football games with the guys we have, even though it's been a lot of changes. And I think that's all they need. And they feel pretty good, and I think exactly what we need. We go out in the first quarter and make some plays, give Jake some time to get some things going, give CJ some lanes, and I think we'll have a good day.
That's head coach Mike Munchak, and that's this week's Pinnacle Preview.